microphone, check 1, 2. It's not one. High Desert News Podcast, talking about local news with James Roberts. He's the truth teller, and he's gonna tell you stuff that's freaking awesome. Well, welcome to this podcast, where we talk local news with James Roberts. Sports, news, and politics, you're gonna love it. High Desert News is awesome.
Welcome, everybody. This is James Rose, the Truth Teller for News Caller Radio. You are listening to Podtastic Saturdays. I know you have been waiting for this show. You want to hear the audio. It's going to be around 50 minutes of the first annual NewsCaller.com Hesperia Town Hall event, which was at Knockout Pizza. It occurred this past Thursday. If you did not have the opportunity to watch the video recap for the listeners, I'm going to go ahead and just run through it real quick for you. I put on this town hall event because I wanted dialogue within the community about the alleged harassment between gays and lesbians at Sultana High School. I noticed that the story was going national. The district, no one else within the city, they pretty much had their head buried in the sand and they weren't jumping out in front of the story. So I was like, you know what, let's just go ahead as a community, let's have some dialogue so we can have some type of consensus when we go to this board meeting April 1st and voice our opinion as a group, as a collective. So for the attendance, we had anywhere from around 35 to 40 people there. That was a little disappointing. So I'll give it a C. In regards to the content, it's an A. It was very raw emotion, so it was good on that end. In regards to a lot of the non-elected people that I invited, like the superintendent or a district spokesperson, sheriff's department spokesperson, you know, it was just like I got no response from them. I retired from the police department in 01. And I have not been inside of a lobby of a police station since then. I tell you, I spoke to the front counter person because I wanted to talk to the captain over here at the Hesperia Sheriff's Department or his secretary. The arrogance these people have, I mean, it is just mind-boggling. Now I know why I retired. I mean, it was unbelievable. The front counter person was fine. But when she called up to speak to the chief secretary, I mean, I was in this lobby for 10 minutes trying to explain what I was putting on, me inviting the captain or spokesperson, and I telling them, look, I only need 2 minutes of your time to explain what's going to happen. I didn't know if I was going to have one person show up or hundreds of people show up, you know, so I might have needed some just extra patrol for the vehicles outside, you know, but I didn't even have the opportunity to explain this to these people. So just the arrogance. I mean, it gets to the point at right now, it's like, do you work for taxpayers or do we work for you? And if this doesn't irritate you, I don't know what will make your blood boil. Just to kind of like how I was talking about with the district, they have a PR problem. It would have been really easy for this secretary to say, you know what, I'm not available right now. The captain's not available. But we will be available this day, this time, and you have 2 minutes. Bam, done, I'm out of the place. You know, I could have called and got I don't even know if I would have got a better response if I could have called, but I drove myself down so I could actually see these people. So I was a little irked with that. But overall, so I just went on my little quick rant and vented about these, I don't know. I don't even want to get into it. But anyway, but you feel my frustration, right, people? So go ahead and check this podcast out. I'm James Roberts, the Truth Teller. I'll catch you next Saturday. Peace.
You've been listening to News Caller Radio with the Truth Teller, James Roberts. Also found online at newscaller.com. Be sure to tune in next time.
And there will be some video from time to time. I'd like to thank Mr. and Mrs. Eddie Hendricks, the owners of Knockout Pizza, for allowing us to use their venue. Also, Adriana with Five Star Party Supplies
Off of Hesperia Road provided all of the chairs for free, so that was very nice of them. Also, White Tiger Martial Arts and Gabby Roberts for help spreading the word on this event. I invited the Sheriff's Department, the captain, who's our chief here in Hesperia, in addition, the superintendent, a rep for the school district, in addition, Hesperia Teachers Union reps. Are any of you, thank you for coming. So I appreciate that. I'm a little disappointed that the superintendent or one of the spokespersons for the district isn't here, because it would have been nice for them to. Wait a minute. Okay.
You can send me where you want, right?
Oh, maybe they're writing them down.
Okay.
Okay,
so you're with
the Hesperia Teachers Association.
Thank you for coming. Are you Lori?
I'm Yolette.
Okay.
Oh, you're thinking of Lori Mente.
Yes. I thought you were Lori. Well, thank you for coming. Well, let me go ahead and just run down the format for tonight's event. What I'm going to do is give you a brief introduction about myself and why I'm putting on this event. Also, a quick synopsis of events that allegedly, and I said allegedly because we do not want to slander anyone here tonight. So it's alleged complaints which have taken place on campus. And I came up with 8 questions that I'm going to poll the audience on, and it'd just be pretty much a raising your hands if you agree or disagree with 8 questions. We will then conclude the event with community comments, where you will be allowed 2 minutes to speak. We have 20 slots, so if you want to speak, go ahead. If for some reason you are nervous and you do not want to speak, it's okay. You're amongst friends and family and neighbors, so this is what we're here for, okay? We're not taking the left-right position. Also, the Hendrix, Adriana, 5-Star, Party Supply, and White Tiger Martial Arts, in addition to newscaller.com, we are not taking the left-right position on this. This is a forum for all of us to speak and to have dialogue, okay? So, with that, let's get started. Give me 1 minute. Well, my name is James Roberts. My daughter Gabriella there goes to Sultana High School. And how I became involved in this was since the election, and by the way, we have Councilman Russ Blewett here, so thank you for coming. I appreciate it, brother. When I ran for council last year, I decided, well, what can I do to stay active in the community? And as a result, I started a news aggregation political website where on Saturdays I have a podcast, and if something's going on in the community, I will put on a video, kind of like a video blog. It's a little gritty. It's not production, so I was looking for a grassroots feel. So I was on the phone with Lori Minty, who's the spokesperson for the district, and I was interviewing her related to the alleged bus driver who was under the influence of a controlled substance. Turned out he wasn't loaded on anything, but she was providing me with a statement. She said, hey, here's the press release in regards to the ACLU. And that's how I became involved. After reading all of the events that was going on online and the comments, I was like, wow, the city of Hesperia, we need to jump out in front of this story because it was going national. Huffington Post, Raw Story, you name it, they were picking it up. So my personal opinion was the district had bad PR. They just didn't know how to handle it. And here I am, watching here, just reading all of this information, banging my head against the computer monitor. I'm like, I could do a better job than the district on PR. So as a result, you're here tonight. Now, saying that, let's go ahead and just talk about some of the allegations. I'm not going to go through all of them, but just to kind of highlight it. GSA, you're going to hear that acronym, stands for Gay Straight Alliance Members. And it's alleged that staff at Sultana High School repeatedly harass students. In addition, Sultana principal is explicitly discouraging complaints. It's alleged that he told a victim of peer harassment that it's good that the victims hadn't filed a complaint, as the complaint would have distracted him. But this is all alleged. School officials have stifled the GSA outreach efforts by censoring its morning announcements, by using the words gay and lesbian, and refusing to approve certain GSA flights. Another one, staff use the word gay to insult students. One teacher apparently used the phrase, "you're gay," as a frequent retort. Students in a class make similar homophobic comments with impunity. Another teacher told his class that gays are the real bullies. Complaints about homophobic comments by teachers have gone unaddressed, and this is alleged. School officials have enforced gender dress codes for prom and for yearbook photographs. Now, this is the one that kind of gets to me. After a student complained about disparaging remarks from staff about her gender, non-conforming clothing, administrators undertook no investigation, but instead intimidated, and that was the key word that got me, intimidated the student by threatening to tell her father gay. Now, when I read that one, I was like, wow, kind of blew me away. So, with saying that, let's go ahead by raising your hands. How many of you believe homosexuality is by choice? By choice. And you don't have to be afraid. Please raise your hand. This is, you know, community participation. Who thinks it's by choice? Okay. How many of you think individuals are born this way? Born. So a large amount. How many of you think it's a hormonal issue? Hormonal. Okay, so more or less the winner was born. So with that being said, for another day, another topic, that means it's more on the medical side, right? So we need to stop arguing amongst each other and really address if kind of the consensus of the room was you're born this way, so it's medical. We need to really start looking at what potentially is causing this, right? Versus infighting. Should the gay and lesbian clubs on campus have the same rights as other clubs on campus? Yes? Yes. Okay. Number six. If Hesperia Unified School District investigation determines there was wrongdoing by staff at Sultana High School, should they be disciplined? Should the staff be disciplined if the school district determines that there was, in fact, discrimination?
Yes.
Okay, so, I know, just asking. I know it's a no-brainer, but you'd be surprised, right?
Wouldn't anybody else be disciplined if they did something wrong?
You know what? I've seen weirder things, so I don't know.
Well, I respect.
Okay. Well, thank you. The name of the teacher, which is public domain, is Miss Frost. Apparently, Miss Frost, the teacher who helped the students submit a complaint, teaching contract has not been renewed. Raise your hands if you think this was a form of retaliation or blowback due to her helping the students.
How would you know that?
Russ, if you're going to participate, we're going to ask you questions because this is not a photo op for city council.
Okay,
so if you're going to be here, you're going to ask questions.
That's we're going to ask. I just asked a question.
We're going to ask you questions, not me. So you can sit there and be quiet. This is my event.
I'll say something. I have a right to say something.
Yes.
Nobody would know that answer because they were not there.
But you can have an opinion.
I do have an
right.
opinion.
That's we're here with opinions. We're all not going to agree on everything. It's an opinion. Okay.
Opinions are like armed. Everybody has two of them.
And administrators, if we believe there is blowback, potentially, or harassment on the teacher, if those administrators are found
by the district to have retaliated should they be disciplined.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Yes. Okay. And here's the one that Russ knows that is a big pet peeve of mine, and that's taxpayer money. He knows this because I was hot on him during the election. If Sultana staff, high school staff, has jeopardized taxpayer money due to, let me rephrase that. Who thinks Sultana High School staff has jeopardized taxpayer money funds to potential civil lawsuits as a result of what's going on right now?
I do not.
You do not?
No, I do not.
Thank you.
Because I don't believe they did.
Thank you. Thank you. So, we didn't get too many hands up. Please have a second. There's a lot of unknowns, but I'm here to speak, you know? This was the whole point. Like I said, it wasn't a left-right position. I appreciate you guys coming because you represent the teachers, right? You're part of the union. So, it's just dialogue, you know? It's just dialogue. Right, and I hope some of you... Thank you, I appreciate that. I hope some of you can fill out, put your name and address or email on there so you can speak, so we all can listen. You know, this forum isn't about me, it's about the kids. And what we do know, anytime there's shenanigans going on pertaining to our children, we're going to get hot and we're going to be here, right? So with saying that, we're going to go ahead and open it up to public comments. 2 minutes each, and I have a timer over there. She's going to raise a flag. Who's going first?
Amber.
Amber. Where are you at, Amber?
Oh, I'm going first then, okay.
I saw you. 2 minutes. Your experience, whatever's on your mind regarding the incident.
Okay. Well, first, I'd like to say that personally, I like my school, and I don't think that administrators or staff who are guilty should be disciplined. I think that they should be taught the right way to, I don't know, how to behave in the classroom, how to speak, and again, personally, I like my school. I don't have any problems personally with any of the staff. I think they're great people. An incident did happen to me last year where I was told to sit in the corner of a room for exercising my First Amendment right to, that's long. My First Amendment right not to speak on day of silence, and but that was an isolated incident, so I have pretty much forgiven that teacher. And I'd like to say that the harassment that's gone on towards LGBTQ students at my school is severe in some cases, and it's, I'd just like to say that we didn't make this up. There's a lot of people think that. And so
you didn't make it up?
No. We didn't make this up, first of all. Because technically it'd be illegal for any lawyer to support us if it was a lie. So and there's a lot of rumors going around that, you know, because of this, I don't know, teachers are getting fired or prom has been canceled or stuff like that. And I mean, that's not true. And personally, I hope that, I don't believe that any teacher or administrator or staff member should be fired because of this. And nor do I think they should be disciplined. I just think that they need to be taught the right way to behave or act in a classroom. And they need to be taught that LGBTQ students have the same rights as any other student in the school. And, I mean, I believe that our school, just and any other school, needs to be a safe, comfortable environment for any student, regardless of their sexual orientation, sexual preference or whether they are gender nonconforming. So that's basically what I hope to see out of this. I don't want any punishment or anything. I just want people to learn.
First, I would like to say that my school, I love my school. I am proud to say that I go to Sultana. The only thing that I have a problem with is that there has been discrimination and harassing comments and harassment at Sultana High School, not so much by the students, but by the faculty and the administration at Sultana High School. And it's kind of saddening that people that some of the students, especially some of the Gay Straight Alliance members, they look up to the faculty, and it's saddening that they will discriminate against us and they will censor everything that we do. And this is true, and I just want you, everybody to know that this is true. And the main thing, the reason why we're doing this is to bring awareness of the issues at Sultana High School, and just to stop this and to make the school a safer place and a more comfortable place for people who come for future generations to Sultana High School. And I hope that the main thing that gets from all of this is that people learn how to treat other people, especially in a classroom, in a professional setting, and to be able to make it better for students to want to learn and to actually want to be at school.
Good evening. I'm not the best public speaker, but I'm going to give this a whirl. My name is Tracy Zollner, and I'm a teacher in the district. I was a teacher at Sultana from 2000 to 2008, and I was the second advisor for the Gay Straight Alliance. And I just want to bring your attention to, we're here tonight to talk about the current issue that's going on with the Gay Straight Alliance. But I just want to let you know that this is not a new thing at Sultana. This problem has been an ongoing thing, and I think that what you need to be aware of is that this is just what it's culminating to. When I was a teacher at Sultana, I'm not going to get into names. That's not my place. But I'm an openly gay teacher in this district. It is not what I'm going to say. Always an accepting place to be and work as an openly gay teacher. And I'm going to say, well, my experience at Sultana was not a pleasant one. It's not, the administration has changed, but the climate has not. And these kids, it's our job as teachers. The number one thing is we are to provide them with a safe, open place for them to come and go to school every day, okay? And what our job here is to make sure that the climate at Sultana changes, okay? Not only for the kids, but for us as teachers to come and work and be able to provide them with a place to come and learn. And what we need to make sure is that it changes, and it's not. It has been this way since I've been there, was there in 2000. And my partner was there when Sultana opened, and it wasn't any different then. And so what I want to let you know is that it's steadily been this way, and it's just steadily been increasing, and it's now come to this point where it's festered, and it's come to this point where these young men and women and transgenders and so forth are now having to deal with it, and they shouldn't have to do that, okay? And things need to change, and we need to open our eyes and see what's going on, and things need to change. And I'm sorry, but if the administrators and staff at Sultana are doing things wrong, they need to be dealt with, okay? And I'm sorry, but you think that they don't need to be disciplined? They need to be disciplined, okay? And they need to go to some kind of compassion training or something. But just learning to deal with them is not going to change, okay? But they need to be disciplined, and things need to change. And I'm sorry, but the world is changing, okay? And we all need to change. We need to open our eyes and learn. You know, life is a melting pot, and things are going to change. The world is changing, and we need to change with it. And school needs to be safe so everybody can learn and get an education and be successful.
Thank you.
Do any of the members in the back, would you like to speak? No?
Okay. Well, we didn't book anyone else. The councilman here, you know, they talk all day. We're going to have to get him on the mic then just to fill up some of the time. Yeah, he is in a couple of years. they asked if you're up for re-election.
I'm always up for re-election.
There you go. So you'll get on the mic. How about the ladies here? Do you have any comments?
Everyone's shutting down.
Come on up here. Come on.
Oh my gosh. Go ahead.
Please.
It's okay. Take a deep breath.
Okay. I'm a parent from Sultana, very involved parent. I've been to the school many times helping, and I've gone to many of the school events. My daughter attends Sultana and is also very involved in the school. She is in many clubs, so she's at the school quite a bit. We have both seen and heard how well the students are treated at Sultana. Sultana is probably one of the best schools in the high desert. Mr. Bird is the kind of principal every school should have. He focuses on making everyone's high school experience the best it can be. He is always interacting with the students to make everyone feel comfortable and welcome. Mr. Lugo is a man that students look up to and is a great role model for students. He is always there for the kids if they need him. Mr. Bird and Mr. Lugo have made Sultana's school environment very welcoming and school spirited.
Thank you. Is there anyone else?
I'm long-winded, so I'm just going to leave the let me start by telling you how concerned I am about this issue with the GSA and the ACLU at Sultana High School. I'm a parent of a child that attends Sultana and a booster parent from the dam. I'm on campus and attend school functions quite often, and I have been in the environment of the teachers, administrators, and the students. I also know some of the people involved. This issue I would like to state on a more personal note that I am not for nor against the gay rights. And I also do believe all people are created equal. In this particular instance, I must speak up. I am very upset about this issue. When the story hit the media, it only displayed one side of the issue. It showed immediately that our administrators were discriminating against gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual students in the GSA club and in school, and many more other students in the GSA club. And many more other accusations. It went straight to the ACLU, speaking terribly about our school district and our town. It was watched all over the nation and in the internet also. It really bothered me because my daughter was a student and I a booster mom at Sultana High School for 2 years now. And the school's name had been tarnished, and horrible things were beginning to happen, whether they be true or not. Not to mention the fact we knew some of the parties involved. These people, the people involved, are really wonderful people. It doesn't matter who they are. It upsets me because it only shows in the media that Sultana discriminates against the gay club and the ACLU's involved. Never once did they speak of the other clubs. I want to say to you now that people like to parade them in front of others as an example to the others just for their cause so that they can get a point across. Never as given by the district office. The PDA rule is made for a reason. I see kids break it all the time, gay or straight. All the kids treat and reprimanded the same. Censorship is printed materials, poster, club fair, newspapers, acknowledgments, etc. Did you ever think maybe the words could have been offensive to all? And parents or others might complain, and that is why they did not allow the materials, posters, announcements, etc. to be done, not to favor one club over the other. All clubs share equally. For example, words the gay club might say could be offensive to the Christian club. So whose side do you take? To be fair, it's obvious you don't pick any, or you give them both, or you give to both or all clubs involved. And at the same time, you must worry about the parental responses. Did anyone think of that? The rules made are because parents complain, and it is for logical reasons, not because of the gay people or favoritism. All the rules are in place for reasons. If you don't like them, go to the district office and change them, not to the ACLU. In reference to the dress code, if you don't like it, wear a uniform. And by the way, the dress code's been this way for years. Why are they making a big deal about it now? It's not preferential treatment or being prejudiced of gay people. The band teacher does not make bad remarks about gay people or anyone, not even cuss words, or even allows me as a booster mom to say retarded. When I'm talking, I say the word retarded, and he doesn't allow me to say it, or even one cuss word. And as far as club fair is concerned, when they said the word on the cuss word, to say the word, to put a cuss word on the lollipops, the standard procedures in the rules of the school district is you're not allowed to say cuss words at all. I believe it's a crying shame for gay people to be bullied or discriminated in any way, shape, or form. And if administrators, teachers, or students have done this, they should be disciplined accordingly. But in my opinion, Larry Bird, Mr. Lugo, and Mr. Constantino from Sultana High School have been falsely accused of these circumstances. Also, in high schools and everywhere, unfortunately, people are always going to bully people. And can I just finish really quick? I'm almost done. And people are always going to bully people and be mean to people with policies and procedures, but just because you make them does not mean they will be allowed. All of this has just created a hostile environment for all parties involved, and I'm very concerned. Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to let the councilman say a few words.
Thank you. I have a question for everybody here. Is there anybody in this room that has not been discriminated against? Raise your hand if you haven't been. Well, I have. And in high school, I was, you know, I think I was discriminated against because I was too fat. Actually, I was discriminated against because I was white, if you can believe that. Discrimination is not a good thing, but it's also part of life. And it also, handling those things, and that's what high school is about. You have to learn to handle that. You have to toughen yourself up. And I really believe that because we've become a society of weak, wobbly, and wussy people. And we need to get a little bit tougher and learn how to handle things. I can remember in 1980, I was speaking on a very liberal college campus, and I was asked the question, do you hire gay people? Would you hire a homosexual? And I said, absolutely not. And it came at me like you would not believe. I said, my company, and I hired many, many people, and I had several gay people working for me because I did a lot of decorating. I said, I don't hire people to be sexual. I hire people to work. I don't hire homosexuals. I don't hire heterosexuals. I hire non-sexuals because I expect them to work and provide a service and do a job. And I think that's what we should be talking about here. We need to talk about what is your job. When you're in school, your job is to learn. Your job is to teach. And in the community, this is exactly what we have to do. We've got to learn to toughen up. Now, we don't want discrimination in our community. And everybody should be treated with respect. But that's a perfect world. This is not a perfect world. And what the ACLU did to our community was very harmful. And it was done, and not a good thing. The ACLU and I have been mortal enemies for a number of years, and will be until I die, and hopefully they die off too. What they did to our community was hurtful. Because I know this, Larry Bird, and I've known him for over 20 years. He was my granddaughter's fourth grade teacher, and I've got four great grandkids in this school district, and all of my kids. Larry Bird is one of the most talented educators I've ever met. Period, and he cares about kids, and that is exactly what we want. We want people. And I'm sure many of these people sitting back at that back table are in the business because they care about kids. That's what this job is about. Your job is about caring about kids and teaching these kids. Their job is to learn. And our job in the community is to support them. And I just feel free to not like what I said. I don't care. It's exactly how I feel from my heart. We need to toughen up. All the kids need to learn to handle these things because that's part of growing up. It is just part of growing up. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the kind words. Oh, where are you going? Where are you going? Come on. Here you go over there. What's your name?
I think I probably should calm down before I speak.
Take a deep breath. It's okay. You know, we are all here. We're not going to agree on everything, okay? But it's just like dialogue. Just like Russ and I, we constantly spar. But I was able to whisper in his ear and say, would you like to say a few words? So go ahead and speak.
My name is Arla Johnston. I'm a teacher in this district. I teach fourth grade. I wasn't planning on speaking today, but, you know, Levi's my nephew. I'm very proud of him. I love him. He's extremely intelligent. He's very caring, a very giving person. So it hurts me to see people treating him poorly. Mm-hmm. It hurts me to hear about the bullying that's going on. It hurts me to see the blogs and the tweets about all the faggots that are out there. The terminology that our community is using when it's referring to the gay and lesbian community. You know, I have students in my class, and they come from all walks of life. There are kids whose parents have died and don't have that support at home, and they're hurting. And, you know, my job as a teacher is to give them what they need. And sometimes it's just a pat on the back, and sometimes it's going to their house to see what I can do to help support them better. And I have students in my class whose parents are lesbians. And, you know, they're drawing pictures of two girls walking. And he's, you know, I'm sorry, Anna, you don't have to apologize to me. That's your mom. Those are your parents. You don't owe me an explanation. These kids don't owe any of an explanation. That's their life. That's their choice. It's none of your business what they do with their life. That's their choice. They're going to have to live with those choices. It is not our job to judge. And unfortunately, most of the people that are judging that I see in this community are the ones that call themselves Christians. God didn't give us the right or the power to judge another human being, and you wouldn't want them to come into your life and judge you. Right?
Right.
So why aren't we treating them with respect, whether you agree with their lifestyle or not? They still deserve to be treated with respect. Now, I like Larry Bird. I don't have anything against Larry Bird. I've worked on committees with Larry Bird. I've known him in the district for many, many years. But the ACLU is not going to get involved unless there's documentation and things to back it up. And there's facts. And each one of us have our own relationship with the teachers, like you said, or with Larry Bird, or with your experiences on campus. Even on my own campuses, there's parents who come on the campus, and they have wonderful experiences, and they love it. But then there's always one parent who has a bad experience. So does that mean that their bad experience is not valid? Does it mean just because you had a good experience and they had a bad experience that they really, truly didn't have this bad experience? No, it just means you had a good experience and they had a bad one. Right?
Yeah.
Just because, you know, you guys think there's the wonderful community there, that's your experience. And that's a valid experience. And your kids have had a valid, and I'm glad that you're having those wonderful experiences. But unfortunately, my nephew's not having that wonderful experience. So just because you had that wonderful experience, does that mean he's not that he's lying? Does it mean that he hasn't been mistreated? I think that, you know, we need to let we need to take this experience and we need to grow from it.
Sure.
I think that's what it comes down to. We need to grow from it. We need to you know, be more mature. We need to be more tolerant. You know, I went to the Museum of Tolerance years ago, and as I took my daughter in there, she's 28 now, but she was younger, and we were always going to museums and always trying to educate her as a teacher. We went to art museums and whatever museum we can get her into, you know, and when she was little, she didn't like it, but we went to this Museum of Tolerance. Some of you guys know where that's at, there in LA. Yeah, and they have these two doors, huge doors. And one says you know, you don't have any prejudices. And one says that you do have prejudices. And here's this huge group of people. We're looking at these big doors standing in front of us. And the tour guide says, you know, look at these doors. You know, search your soul. Do you have prejudices? If you have prejudices, then you've got to walk through this door. If you don't have any prejudices, you got to walk through this door. And you know what? I was the first one in the group. I'm walking towards the door that says no prejudices. And the lady said, you can't go through that door. Because every single one of us has a prejudice. Whether we want to verbally speak it and share it, because some of us are going to be embarrassed of that, you know? You don't want to outwardly show those. Some of us are prejudiced against a certain nationality. Some of us are prejudiced against, you know, weight or height or color, whatever. We have them. They're instilled in us from when we were younger for whatever reason. We can fight against them. You know, we can say that they don't exist, but they do. Right? The whole thing here, I don't think these kids have any ill intention towards the sisters. You heard them speak. They're very intelligent kids. You know, and they're very brave. I'm very proud of him for standing up. He's been dealing with this for 2 or 3 years. It took him a long time to stand up and speak up and stand up for his rights. And so, as my nephew, I'm extremely proud of him. I'm glad that he was able to finally do that. He's going to make things better for other children as he can.
She just won homecoming queen, and also at the winter formal, another one won homecoming king. So I don't think nobody's being judged. It's just that they took it a little far, but not saying that it was wrong, but still, like, we haven't been on the news for nothing positive, and to bring just negativity from our school on the first time it wasn't right, but you could have said, like, we did so many good things. We have, like, future Olympian at our school. And we don't discriminate in our school. This is, like, I think that also, that I have to think, because I wasn't prepared. I didn't think, I just wanted to say that because I go there and I don't ever see anything wrong. Like, with the clubs, like, they don't let anybody speak. It's only ASV because that's what they're there for, to say announcements. It's not for, if that was the case, everybody would have their own little section. That during, like, every once in a while, we have these little club activities where they can do what they want and sell what they want. They get to do that too. Like, it's not going against them. If you were on Sultana campus, you understand it's nothing going on. It's just, this has, I guess they want to stand out. Maybe for attention, or they just want to get more seen, get more known around the school. Okay.
Good evening. I'm a student at Fontana, and I would like to voice my opinion. Many people say just stand there and take it and be tough, but I think it's cowardly for you to just sit there and take it and not stand up for yourself. I believe it is courageous for you to stand up and make a change. What would have happened if African Americans were to just stand there and sit there and just take it? What would the role be today? I think you want to make a change. You want to make a better, safe environment for other students that are coming in to Sultana. And I'm Hispanic, and I'm new to this area. I just moved here a couple years ago, and I've encountered discrimination. And just because you're not Hispanic, so you don't go through that. You're not gay, you don't go through the same thing. So you don't know what it feels like to be in a place where you're not wanted, you're discriminated, and you're not treated as the same as other people. You do not know how it feels like to be humiliated in front of others and your peers. Because you're not gay. You do not understand how it feels to be treated like that way. And we're not making this up. We did not bring the problems. The problems were already there. As the former teacher said, it's been there since she was teaching there, and we just made an action. We spoke. We did not just sit there.
Thank you.
Hello. I'm a sophomore high school freshman, and I understand why they're doing this, but I agree with my sister on the fact where she's saying that the news only reported the negative things about the school and none of the positive things. I also want to say that I noticed that many gay and lesbian, if that's the correct way to say it, students are not being treated bad by the students, but sometimes by the teachers, and I think that's wrong, but it rarely happens. Well, because I have some gay friends, and they tell me they like the fact that they go to Sultana, and most of the teachers are nice. So I don't think that Sultana should be brought down because of some of the bad teachers, and because that the dress code for the prom was a strict uniform. Like, you couldn't wear dresses if you're a man and a suit if you're a female. I don't disagree or agree with that, because, like, it's their choice of what they want to wear, but I'm just saying, like, I hope Sultana doesn't get put down anymore because of what some teachers say and what some teachers do.
Joanna, Liz, you want to speak? Is there anyone else? Hold on 1 second. Who hasn't spoken? How about the gentleman in the back? Would you like to speak, sir? Of course I do. It's open dialogue. We're not judging. Please come up here. Come on up.
Thank you. Brother, but I've been in the Sperry community my whole life. Pete Della Gardell, Mantine, I graduated. I moved up here from Fontana. And 88, went my sophomore year through senior. My brother's a teacher at Ranchero, named James Carter. My sister's also a teacher down in Woodland Hills. My whole family's in the education industry. What I see here tonight, what strikes me as sad, is you have a town hall meeting about something that's on the news, and how many students are there at Sultana? A couple thousand, at least. We got 35, 40 people here. So I think right now what needs to be, I think you're right when you said, if you're not gay, you don't understand. Where I think you're wrong on that is the fact that everybody's been discriminated against in a certain way, shape, or form, even in our own homes. If we're the middle child, if we're the oldest child, if our mothers, we have a stepdad, stepmother, whatever it may be. And what I find here is people on different sides. But I think the real issue should be how to solve the problem. Mm-hmm. You take a scapegoat and you say, this person did something wrong. How many times have you guys heard in the media somebody say something that may be taken by the media as absolutely racist and they get just pasted to the wall? They take the fall for something they actually didn't mean. How many of us here have said something that we actually didn't mean in a bad way? Mm-hmm. Just had a kid up here say, hey, I don't know whether to call it gay. I really don't know. I think what we are experiencing here in the state of California and as a nation is we don't know how to handle it all together in the under 18 realm. I mean, California doesn't even know what side to stand on. They say gay marriage is okay, then we have a proposition that goes against it. But I think the real issue here is, and I think what everyone should just stand up and realize, is that a lot of people do not know how to handle this issue in the high school level. I mean, it's hard enough for parents to sit here. I don't care. And just so you're sitting here thinking, I have four kids, and two of them graduated from Hesperia. My daughter is currently in high school. And the funny thing is parents have a lot of issues to deal with just in general, the whole consensus. So I think a lot of times here, we need to be sensitive to the issues, but also as parents and as children and as the media exemplifies everything, we need to understand that a lot of times it's ignorance. And we're taking things a lot out of context. Because there's a lot of people who get accused of making a racial slur, sexual slur, non-equal, and they don't mean to. How many times around our friends, take racial slurs, for instance. Take a white kid, one of my best friends is a white guy, grew up in the heart of Detroit. Let me tell you something. This guy talks, I can't even understand some of the things he says, and he doesn't, it's the way he was raised. So I think a lot of times, I think one of the biggest issue here is that a lot of people do not understand how to handle this issue in a 14, 15, 16-year-old child. And I think that needs to be brought to attention, that a lot of people are used to dealing with it as adults. And we haven't even confronted that issue wholly. I mean, there's a lot of things that need to change from that realm, so now we're bringing it down, and you're right. And I think that as far as toughening up and understanding, I think that it needs to be, sometimes if you're being discriminated against, you can sit back and actually, rather than reach out and want to pound, say you're racist or you don't like Maybe they didn't mean to say it. I think we need to look at it as this is an issue that is in an under 18 realm. It's a really tough issue. I mean, it's tough enough to talk to kids about. I mean, I'm horrified to talk to my 17-year-old, and I know she's having sex. She can probably, I mean, I hate it, but I don't, it's a tough issue. And I think that that's what everyone here needs to understand a little bit, is that a lot of times people are being held way too accountable for things that weren't really meant that way. And I think sometimes communication, kudos to you, kudos, but I think communication, sometimes we need to bring all parties involved rather than always look, because we've all been mad. How many people driving down the road, how many people got a speeding ticket, California stop at a stop sign. I stopped. I just didn't stop all the way. It was 2 miles an hour through it. Got a ticket. We were upset and mad. We've all been angry in our lives till we wanted to reach out to the farthest realm. I want to punish this person. I want to hold them accountable. I am upset. When in reality, look at both sides. You know, maybe that cop just saw somebody get, you know, some kid walking across the street, somebody in California stopped and made a right turn and smacked him. I mean, you don't know what's going through, and sometimes I think communication, and that's all I want to say, communication. I think all teams need to communicate.
Thank you.
And like the gentleman said, it is extremely disappointing that all of these chairs aren't filled. You know, granted, we promoted this in like 4 days, 5 days, just on Facebook. My daughter passed out flyers, but it's like, they should be here. You know, my question to the councilman, what do you think as a community? Does the city have anything planned in regards to this?
We have enough issues to deal with. We'll let the school district have this one. How's that for passing the old buck? But that, truthfully, this is a school district issue. We at the city try not to discriminate against anybody for any reason. We probably do, but we try not to. This is we have enough issues to deal with on the city level. I'll let the school district have this one. Thank you.
Well, this is going to conclude it. It's very important, April 1st, we get down to the district meeting and voice our opinion. Hit up all of the sheriff's department, superintendent, spokesperson for the district, for them not being here. Hit them hard and tell them you're disappointed that they are not here. I mean, if you're supposedly representing our kids, you would think you would want to hear from the parents, right? So thank you. Is there anybody else to? 1 minute. 1 minute. I'm serious. All right.
I just want to say one thing really quick, and this is in reference to Larry Bird. I, as a parent, have a daughter that is extremely a tomboy, and I forgot to say this, and I'm very sorry. I had a problem in the very beginning of the school year this year, and my daughter was called a lesbian. She's in the marching band, and one of her fellow trumpeters called her a lesbian. I went directly to Larry Bird and I told him all about it, and basically right away he passed it on to the proper person that addresses the issue. They went immediately to the person that called her a lesbian and they took care of it. I also want to inform you that I do know about the GSA because she did last year be a part of the GSA because she had been bullied all her life, and she enjoyed the GSA because she, being in the band, was friends with part of the GSA people. And the GSA people were very kind to her and welcomed her with open arms. She is not gay, okay, but she does love all those people. And those people, I don't mean to refer to you as those people, please forgive me, but the GSA people are very, very kind to her. And my daughter, I'm not going to say her name out loud, but her picture is right here, right on me, okay? I can tell you who she is individually, but she loves your president. But anyways, bottom line is, I just want to make the point clear that Larry Bird does not push things under the carpet. He does address the issue. Forgive me.
Well, I would like to thank everybody for coming out. Good night.
You
You've been listening to News Caller Radio with the truth teller, James Roberts, also found online at newscaller.com. Be sure to tune in next time.